Two of the best-known people in the rare book world are Leona Rostenberg and Madeline Stern. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. It's unlikely you'll wander into their shop on Manhattan's East 89th Street. It's by appointment only. I caught up with Stern and Rostenberg at the 23rd New York Antiquarian Book Fair. How do you tell the two ladies apart?
One is old and one is rare, but you can guess which is which.
That was Stern. Rostenberg says the two have been partners for more than 35 years.
I had been an apprentice to a rare book dealer, and I liked it very much. And one Christmas, Madeline gave me the most glorious stationery with my name, Leona Rostenberg, Rare Books, and I couldn't waste the stationery, so I had to go into business.
6 months later, Stern joined Rostenberg. They sell early printed books of the 16th and 17th centuries, mostly to libraries and other institutions, as well as to collectors. One of their biggest coups was in finding a Pilgrim press book. Before the Pilgrims set sail for America, they established a colony in Leiden, Holland, where they published a total of 20 books. Rostenberg says being able to differentiate the books of that period is essential.
We just happened to have that knowledge, and that was one of the thrills in finding a rare book, seeing lying on the floor in a collection in London. And this collection had been on the floor for 14 years, and nobody had recognized the Pilgrim Press imprint.
And Stern tells of visiting a Paris dealer who desperately wanted an elusive book.
If we ever find such and such a book, he'll pay us almost anything for it. He's been looking for it all his life. The next morning, we found that book in another bookshop around his corner.
And to Stern, the question, what sort of people buy old books?
They're slightly mad. They adore books. They can't stay away from them. They form a fraternity and sorority.
Rare book dealers Leona Rostenberg and Madeline Stern. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.